It's a little after 11 in the morning at Keith Gushaheen Elementary School in Sitka. The cafeteria is quiet. That is, until the doors open and students flood in.
All right. Be nice, kind, and courteous, all right?
Once she's got her food, I sit down with a second grader named Lorelei.
Lorelei?
Uh-huh.
How do you spell that?
L-O-R-E-L-A-I.
She's sitting next to her friend who's pecking at a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Lorelei's lunch, though, it looks a little different.
And, can you tell me what's on your tray right now?
Salmon, chocolate milk, and lunch food.
That's right, salmon.
The fish lunch is served every Wednesday in all the schools in the district, as well as at Mount Edgecombe High School.
Lexi Hackett has been with the Fish to Schools lunch program from the start. She says the idea came out of Sitka's annual health summit back in 2009.
And the priority that was chosen was getting locally caught fish in the school lunch programs in Sitka.
Hackett grew up in a fishing family in Sitka. She runs her own boat with her husband now, and she's on track to become a registered dietitian. She actually just finished her master's in nutrition.
So fatty fish, like salmon, black cod, for example, two local favorites, are really high in omega-3 fatty acids, which are anti-inflammatory.
Hackett says those omega-3 fatty acids, they encourage brain development, especially in kids and young adults.
That's definitely very relevant to serving fish in our schools.
It's, you know, well received by the kids. They love fish, and they know it's good for them.
David Glazier is a retired music teacher turned commercial fisherman. He's been donating to the program since the beginning.
Well, I feel like I owe the schools a lot for my career.
Glazier is referring to the retirement package he got from the Sitka School District. But Eunice Ferusen says, really, it's just the right thing to do.
Us fishermen are good-hearted people.
This is Ferusen's second year donating to Fish to Schools. Sitka Conservation Society, a partner in the program, organizes the annual coho drive every August. That makes it easy for local fishermen to help out.
Basically, yeah. I was just asked during the offload if I would. And, well, it's a good thing to do, you know.
More than 30 fishermen donated to the program this year. That's just enough to cover about a quarter of the 2,000 pounds of salmon needed to make it a weekly lunch. The rest, it's purchased by the Sitka School District through funding from a state grant aimed at getting locally grown foods into schools.
I don't know how to explain it, but kids in Sitka like fish.
Cassie Olin is the business manager for the Sitka School District.
I wear many hats within the district.
One of those is the food services director hat. With that on, Olin oversees the weekly logistics of fish to schools. It all starts the day before. The fish are brought up from the cold storage to thaw out at the high school. That's also where the processing and portioning happens.
Chef Joe, the head chef up at the high school, and her helper, they pull all the pin bones out of all of it. That takes a couple hours to do.
On the day of, the fish are seasoned, cooked, loaded into warm boxes, and sent out to other schools.
All that happens between breakfast, which usually ends about 8:39, and like here at Keith, they're serving lunch right now at 11:20.
About half the kids in the cafeteria have a salmon fillet on their trays today.
No one that's not vegetarian does not like fish that I know.
So are you saying everybody likes fish?
That I know. It's not vegetarian.
That's Saren. She's in fifth grade. She takes a second to think of her favorite foods of all time.
Salmon is second on my list of favorite foods.
That is, of course, behind caramel chocolates, Saren tells me. When I ask her what it would be like if there was no Fish to Schools lunch program, her eyes get really wide.
The zombie apocalypse. I'm kidding. But there would be like an apocalypse kind of thing.
There's enough grant money to fund the program through next year. After that, it's up to the district's food service budget and the donation drive to prevent the Alaskan-style apocalypse of an empty freezer. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Russell.